Welcome to Shomar Shomar Adam, she is sponsored by Nishma Zambi HaKashom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Yud. And the Mishnah over here in Daf Yud and Mudalif seems to be a very strange Mishnah. The Mishnah gives a Lushin that doesn't seem to fit with regular Mishnahs. The Mishnah says that Heta Nedarim Poichim Ba'avir Ve'en Lim Al Mashi Smoichush. You know that the Nedarim, the fact that you can be Matir Neder, it's flying in the air and doesn't really have a good source to tell you, how do you know that an Nedarim can be mutter? The Gemara tries to bring a few sources, but the Gemara doesn't really conclude with one source, and as the Mefarshim point out, our Mishnah doesn't agree that there's a source. Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, Me'ilos, Harim Ke'harorim Etluim Besara. There's mountains held on a thread. There's very little source for them. Shem Mikrum Uod V'alochos Merubos. And then, Dini Mavoides, Ta'aros, Tmer, Sarayos, Yesh Lo Mashri Smeichu, the Mishnah concludes, and the Gemara tells us that if you base in the last line of this parak, that hem vehem gufetoyer, they're all gufetoyer. And the shaila is, what is this Mishnah telling us? We'll try to tell you there's some things that have more source and there are some things that have less source. Why is the Mishnah telling you this here? And what is the point of the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah trying to establish, giving you these things, that some things have more of a source and less of a source? It's such a very odd Mishnah, very odd Lashon that we have. So the answer to this seems to be Munach and Divrei HaRambam in Pirusha Mishnayis. And before we get to that, let's start with the Shtlul HaGdoma. The Chidom brings the name of the Arizal. That when we say Hen Hen Guf HaToyro, what is Hen Hen Guf HaToyro trying to tell you? So he explains that it tells you what we spoke about just a few days ago on the Shir when we spoke to Gemara about Sefer Mishlei. That the Torah has the Pshat, and there is what's behind the Pshat. There is the depth of Torah. Everything that we see, the Torah speaks about Nedarim. The Torah speaks about Shabbos. The Torah speaks about all different halachas. They're all the Gufi Torah. They're all the bodies of the Torah. But the same way the Guf has in it a Neshama, has in it a Nefesh, so the Gufi Torah have in it a Neshama, have in it the Seidus of Torah, the depth of Torah. And the Chidok continues and says that the Torah is mashal to water and to wine. The water is remes to the pshat. The wine is the soit, is the depth of Torah. Nichnas yain yotza soit. So the inner part is the wine. The outer part is the water. And says the Chidok that someone who looks at Torah and says there's only pshat, only the guf, doesn't have the neshama. So in there it says, tafash kechelev libon. Tafash Loshon, fullness. Tafash is the same letters as Pshat. If you have only Pshat, that's a Tipshus. That's Tafash Kecheyev Libo. This is the words of our Mishnah, Hem Hem Gufei Torah, telling me you should know, there's such deep, gevaldik things, Nedarim, Poichim Ba'avir. You have the Shabbos, which is Harorim, Etluim B'Sahara. And everything has something to hold on to, but that's only the Gufei Torah. All of them are Gufei Torah. All of them is a pshat that you can hold on to, but you have so much behind it. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And just to add to this, what the Tzaddik says when he speaks about the Nedarim HaPorichim Ba'avir, he's speaking about things that you are coming from the height, from the Gedusha Elyono. You have Kisrei Yisir, Shedasha Kisrei Yisir, you're coming to things, you see the letters of Torah. It gives you something. But then you have so much more which is behind the letters, so much more which is coming from above. This is what the whole message of the Mishnah, there is Gufei Torah, which you have many many things behind it. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis says that the next Perek Ein Doishim, which Be'ez Hashem will come to discuss in the next Shiurim, the Mishnah there speaks about Maisa Merkova, Maisa Bereshis, Arayis, the things you can't dash in Rabim, the things which say this Satoria, as we will explain. As Hagdama to that, we have our Mishnah over here. You should know there's a Chiluk. There is Torah that it's Gufei Torah. That there's the Pshat of Torah as well. Through the Pshat, you could come and you get even to Nedarim, which are Parachim Ba'avir. You could get so high, but there is a Pshat over here in the Torah. And then there's parts of Torah which are not Gufei Torah. They don't have a Guf. They're only a Neshama. They're the Seidus of Torah that stand on their own. They're the ones that are behind the scenes, and that's what the next parak is. So really, this Mishnah is a contrast to the next one. This Mishnah says you have things which are so high, Porchim Ba'avir, the Harorim, but they're all Gufi Torah, they're all connected to the Peshat as well. And then the next Perek turns around to say there are things that don't even have that. This is how Ramush Shapir Zitzal explained this Rambam. And according to this, we understand what this Mishnah is doing. This Mishnah is giving a very strange Loshen to tell you, we're about to go into Perek and Dorshin where we're going to see things which completely are disconnected from the Pshat, from the Guf. But this, here we conclude with what still has the Gufei Torah. And the Chura we have over here, the Mahalach of Maseches Chagigah gives a little more clarity. Because Maseches Chagigah is speaking about how an Adam goes with his body, Lisroi, Slifnei Hashem. How an Adam can elevate himself to such high places. So we start with the Guf coming to Beis HaMikdash, we talk about Gufei Torah. And the next stage is speaking about the Ruchnius, the actual elevation to places which is Seidus HaTorah, which comes at Perek HaKedoshim. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list? What's the group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.